everybody, and happy Pentecost. I wanted to take you in your bulletins to the lessons, the first lesson from Acts. You will see that the lesson is reading along, and then there's an asterisk. And after that, there's a bunch of different languages. So we are going to stop the reading, and everybody's going to say in the language that they choose, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, etc., etc. And you don't just have to do English, because I bet you can make your way through the Scots, and I bet you can make your way through Swahili, because you just pronounce everything. It's just there. If you know any other languages, please choose them. I tried to be inclusive of a worldwide language, so if you know Japanese or Chinese, it's there also. So I wanted to let you know that, and also we have one hymn that you're going to have to use your prayer book, your hymnal for. Oh my gosh. And when that happens, you know that we do not have the copyright, the rights to print that hymn in a bulletin. So we have to use the prayer book or the hymnal for it. So that would be hymn 296 when we get there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach the ends of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the lessons.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya, belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Our psalm today may be found on page 6 of the bulletin, and we'll recite responsively by whole verse. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Wondrous, great, and wide sea, with its living things, too many to number, creatures both small and great.
There move the ships, and there is the Leviathan, which you have made for the sport of it. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
You hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. He looks at the earth, and it trembles. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. May these words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the last day of the festival, the great day, when Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scriptures have said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you.
I speak to you in the name of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Pentecost. It looks like you're on fire for the Holy Spirit out there. I see a sea of red, and it helps that the pews are red too. Pentecost is the day we celebrate the birth of the church. Our reading from Acts describes a time when God kept the promise Jesus had made that we would not be abandoned. And wow, what a spectacle it was. The Holy Spirit came as a mighty wind. We should be able to picture that. We know something about mighty winds here on the Gulf Coast of Texas. The Spirit came as tongues of fire, descending on the apostles, making the message they preached understandable to everyone. Pentecost made it possible for the gospel to spread to all corners of the earth. And 3,000 people were made Christians that day. Pentecost is the one day on the church calendar devoted to the Holy Spirit. I think that the Holy Spirit maybe deserves a few more, but this is the one day that the Holy Spirit really gets. The Spirit is the agent that connects the continuing presence of Christ to the church. The Spirit is the means through which the Father continues to act in the world. The Holy Spirit is the aspect of God that connects the reality of God to the life of the church and to the world. On a more personal level, it is the Holy Spirit who guides us, strengthens us, nourishes us, sustains us, and comforts us. It is the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Through the Holy Spirit, we live in Christ, and Christ lives in us. Led by the Holy Spirit, using our spiritual gifts, we bring Christ's joy, peace, and justice to the world. Turning now to today's gospel reading, we are no longer at the end of Jesus' ministry where we've been for the past month or so. We jump back to chapter 7, where Jesus is in Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles. This was a major autumn feast, one of the three pilgrimage festivals in the Hebrew Bible. It lasted for 7 days, and then at the last minute, it lasts for 8. Water plays a big part in this celebration, commemorating the Hebrew people wandering in the desert for 40 years. The daily ceremony followed a strict ritual order. A priest would descend from the Temple Mount to the rock-cut pool at Siloam and fill a golden pitcher with water. The priest carried the water back up the Jerusalem pilgrim road in a massive, joyous procession. As they entered through the temple's water gate, shofars, which are big horns, were blown to signal the arrival. The priest ascended the altar ramp. He poured the water into a silver bowl on the west side of the altar, while another priest simultaneously poured a traditional wine libation into a bowl on the east side. The water was tied directly to the prophecy in Isaiah 12:3, "With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." It symbolized the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Wikipedia. And it's no surprise that we have this reading with this festival on this day. Images of water and thirst abound in our gospel reading. "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me," and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. The Holy Spirit is that living water. Throughout the Old Testament, there is a connection between water and the Spirit. So let's think about water for a minute. More to the point, let's think about the power of water. About 71% of the Earth's surface is covered by water. Humans learned long, long ago how to use water to power the tools of civilization. Think water wheels. In the United States, about 1/4 of all renewable electricity comes from water-sourced power. That's about 6% of the electricity in the United States. Hydroelectric power works when a current of water is accelerated, when its flow is narrowed, its force is intensified. That force typically spins a rotor, which then generates power. Let's think of the Hoover Dam. The water behind the dam is saved up. Then, using the force of gravity, it's sent through a chute and it builds up a tremendous velocity, and the force of that flow moves the turbines, which in the case of the Hoover Dam generates 4 billion kilowatt hours annually, providing enough electricity to serve 1.3 million people in Nevada, Arizona, and California. Water is powerful. Do you remember learning about the water cycle when you were in grade school? I have that clearly in my mind. But what I find super cool about water is that it exists in a closed system. Each molecule of water moves endlessly around the earth throughout time. Soon I will pour some water into the baptismal font and bless it. This is the water through which Gabriella will be made a part of the body of Christ. This water could be that same water that flowed in the Jordan River when Jesus was baptized there. The water that flows over Gabriella will be flowing down through millennia. And here I'm going to quote Bishop Craig. It has been racing through history and is careening toward the future. This is the same water, the same river, the same powerful force of energy that inaugurated Jesus' ministry, that passed over our heads when we were baptized, and that will flow over the children in the future. This is the river of life. This is the ceaseless current of salvation. While this is a new day for Gabriella and the beginning of a new kind of relationship with Christ for her, it is an ancient and also the latest crest in the river of holiness that has been going on since the book of Exodus. And it is a powerful force. As a baptized Christian, Gabriella is the instrument in which this water becomes focused. She is a reservoir of potential power. In her soul, God is building up mass and tension, pouring into her unique talents, skills, and passions. Over the course of her life, God will work in her to focus her to serve others, to teach peace, and to heal what is broken in all creation. She will become aware of a tide rising in her, a fierce desire, perhaps for a more just legal system, perhaps for a more equitable division of resources, or a world with clean air and water, or a world without cancer or Alzheimer's, or a world filled with new music new paintings, a new form of art. This potential will build up in her over time until it is released. The turbines will spin and the energy will flow out, and the power to make God's kingdom present will be released. This is how God will work in her. This is how God works in all of us. That is what we are witnessing today. That is what we are honoring, the unknowable, unlimited power of the potential in the soul of Gabriella and in all of us who will renew our baptismal vows today. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. We are the vessels for the Spirit. When we are thirsty, when we are struggling, we know where to turn, to Jesus, who is the key to it all. When we believe in Jesus, when we follow Jesus in word and deed, the Spirit is there for us and in us, empowering us so that then we become a life source, a life-giving source to others. So let us celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, the birth of the church, and the growth of the body of Christ by one today in this place. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
We present Gabriella Alejandra Castillo to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Do you desire to be baptized?
I do.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in her life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with the one who is committing herself to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God's help.
strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. Let us now pray for this person, for Gabriella, who is receiving the sacrament of new birth. Deliver her, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open her heart to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill her with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep her in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach her to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send her into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring her to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel into their bondage in Egypt, into the land of promise. In it, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was appointed by the Holy Spirit as Messiah the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Okay, so you might want to take your glasses off. And you're just going to bend over and turn your head sideways so I don't dump this in your eyes. Gabriella, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Gabriella, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Let us welcome the newly baptized. Stop. We receive you into the household of God. Let us, in the face of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And here you go. This is your baptismal candle. Now you can go sit down. Oh, you would walk down the aisle and come back. Now let's have the pot. It should go back. Wait, can't leave it there. People can go around it. How do you leave it open? Although you're going to get... Here it comes. messing around today. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. And holy water. Oh, I probably soaked you. Peace be with you. I don't think I want to. And I haven't gotten the choir. Do you get any? All right, I'll trade you. Thank you. All right, let's look at the announcements. First of all, I would like to invite anybody to come to the altar rail. If you are baptized and would like to take communion, you are more than welcome, and I will come by with a host. Put your hands out like this. I'll put a host in your hand. You can either eat it right away, or you can wait, and then when the chalice comes by, you can dip it in the chalice. Or if you eat it right away, you get to just drink out of the chalice. If you just want to come up for a blessing, that's fine too, and I will be happy to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we have a meeting on Wednesday for the people involved in the bingo night committee. Ladies' lunch bunch is on Friday. Remember to let Valerie Bowen know if you have contractors that you're pleased with that we can add to our contractors list. I think people are signing up to bring food and for the coffee hour and provide flowers, but you can always go and see if there's a blank space and you feel so inclined, sign up. The snapshot of our budget and monthly spending is always back there posted, so if you are curious, please go back and look at that. So what I didn't understand, apparently, that to sign up for HAM, you need to actually go on their website and fill out a form. So hold off on going back to the bulletin board because there's nothing there. So we'll have a more complete announcement next week about volunteering for HAM and CUIC. Anybody wishing to serve on the three committees for our upcoming year, please let me know. Sabina know in the office. Are there any announcements that I have missed? Oh, we have a potluck after church. Everybody, make your way over to the parish hall. There is the most incredible cake in there. I just am blown away. Apparently it's possible to print pictures on cakes. I did not know this, but it is a cake covered with icons. Oh, it's gorgeous. So just go look at the cake, if nothing else.
On Friday, we're going to lunch delivery.
Okay. Okay, so ladies, lunch bunch is in Liberty. If you want to carpool, meet here at 11:30, and then not everybody has to drive. Okay? Are there any birthdays? Any anniversaries? All right. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Like 51 people here.
God's grace,
with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. You alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and fill them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise. Joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven, we acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. In power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you love the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed good news of salvation. To prisoners, freedom. To the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you, from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you.
We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God.
Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us, and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be the holy gifts of your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ, to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We bless you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the peace. Alleluia.
Gifts of God for the people of God. Remember that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
pray.
Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food in the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Life is short, my friends, and we do not have much time to gladden the hearts of those who journey with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
Catherine, I said she almost took me in the cross out.